Just to give a brief introduction of Brother Brij Mohan Bhai. He's been in Gyan since many, many years with the whole family. And his father was one of the first instruments to write a book. And then from that he got the blessing of writing books on Baba's knowledge. Brother Brij Mohan Bhai himself is the instrument for the Purity magazine that we get from Delhi. But otherwise he's a very entertaining brother. And used to have lots of fun with Baba also, with the stories that he was sharing last night with the class here. So I'm sure he'll share some much interesting stories with us too. He's here only for a short time, so that's why we had this time now, especially in the morning, as he's going for Delhi at 1:30 this afternoon.
Om Shanti. So we all remember very well that today, at 8:05, just like now, we have met innumerable times. Every 5,000 years, we meet here today as we are meeting now. We have met innumerable times, and also, what? Yes, we shall be again and again and again meeting like this. So nothing new. What I am going to tell is also nothing new, because you have already heard it. They say that in a mosque they had to engage the priest, Muslim priest, new one. So they got one, but he was very lazy person. No BK is lazy, I suppose. So, every Friday they will have a congregation. The first time he went, and he said, he stood on the dais and said, "Do you know what I am going to speak?" They said, "No, we don't know." Then he said, "Then what is the use of my speaking to you?" He stopped it and went back. No more, nothing more. Got his money, salary. The organizers, the managers were very surprised what type of person we have kept. Next Friday again he went. Now the audience had become smarter. He said, "Do you know what I am going to speak?" They all raised their hand, "Yes." He said, "If you already know, what is the use of my speaking?" "Ameen," he again said and went away. Now there was more concern, third Friday. Again same thing. So he asked the same question. Now they had become smarter. So half of them said yes, and half of them said no. Then he said, "Those who know, they tell the others." Ameen, and went away again. So in our case, although we have generally the understanding that what we had talked 5,000 years ago and listened, the same is going to happen. But this is only a general understanding. The exact happening we have to repeat. Of course, we will repeat it as we repeat it. Most of the BKs, I don't think any of us here, they have a very hidden, subtle question which makes them sometimes careless. And that is, if what we are going to do is the same as we did every Kalpa, then we have no control over anything and it is already fixed. So why make effort? This is a question, a very subtle question in the mind. Because suppose you go to a strange place, you do not know the address, and you start thinking, 5,000 years ago also I had come here. That won't help you. So the basic thing Baba has told is, this knowledge of fixed drama I have given you to make you change your dharma. Apparently it may look very strange. Dharma is fixed, nothing can be changed. And yet Baba gives us this knowledge of fixed dharma to enable us to change our dharma. How? Otherwise, Baba would not have given this confusing type of jnana, given all other jnana and kept it back. Okay, everything will happen afresh. Anybody can become Brahma Baba. It is your effort. So like that, Baba would have said, why cause this confusion, general confusion, by saying it will repeat. So you will find that up to this moment, whatever was to be done is done. Whatever was to happen has happened. We cannot change our dharma at all up to this moment, because the film has been reshot again up to this moment. All right. How about the remaining portion of the film, which has yet to come in front of the lens and which has yet to happen? Very broadly speaking, that is also pre-shot and that is also fixed, very broadly speaking. But there is some very fine margin of our changing it, ability to change it. How? Now you see, one fine morning, you are feeling a little lazy. You say, I slept last night at 12 o'clock and I was enjoying the cultural program or whatever, or talking. So, to be able to spend my rest of the next day properly, why not take a little rest at Amrit Vela? By your natural habit, you will get up at the appointed time, but after getting up, after coming into a awakened stage, you will get this thought, oh, I slept very late, okay, last night. In the normal course, whatever you are thinking is very reasonable and very logical. Why try to disturb your rest, normal rest, and make your whole day, coming day, disturbed? Why not take a little bit of rest and then do double yoga so that you can compensate for the Amrit Vela? This thought can come. Now, at this point of time, suddenly, you think Baba has given very great importance to Amrit Vela. Well begun is half done, all those thoughts. And still, second time, you think, no, it's all right. But what is the use of my even going and sitting? I will not have yoga, I am so tired. Now, at this point of time, suddenly, you think this point of jnana, oh, if I miss Amrit Vela this time, it is not only once. I will miss it again and again and again and again, kalpa after kalpa. So why not be a little active? After all, there could be certain very compelling situations in which I will shed off all my laziness. So let me go. And finally, third time you decide that I will go, and you go. Now what has happened is, this particular point of knowledge of repetitive dharma, which is latent in our mind all the time, but you bring it into use and you are able to change your dharma to that extent. So for the past, already short film, there is no control, but for future, Baba also knows that we will get our part, role in the drama as is fixed. But only 2 days back, Baba has said in the Murli, I know, but still I will not just keep quiet and let things happen. I will again and again tell. So likewise, we have to be using this point for changing our drama. Now, double foreigners from many parts of the world are, Baba says, very, very special souls. And they get the bonus of becoming Brahmins. Why? Because we have in India, we are in the same land in which we were there in the beginning. Of course, degenerated from Brahmins to Hindus to today, Shudras, we were. But double foreigners, they play special role in the Kalpa tree. If you see the Kalpa tree, you will find the tree has to spread. And if the tree had spread, simply with the souls coming after their divine fathers, 2000 years ago, less than that, and so on, then all the branches will be having only new souls. So, but the branches shoot off from the trunk only. And from the trunk the branches, from branches the sub-branches, and so on and so forth. So, it is so designed in the drama that Baba's children, who had taken Baba's Gyan deeply and who became Brahmins, they also become instruments in being part of the Kalpa tree in all the branches everywhere. And then also when Sangam confluence comes, supposing Indian body souls only had to give this Gyan all over the world. Supposing I was to give this Gyan in Chile or New Zealand, what will happen? First of all, I have to spend money, get my visa, get it renewed, all that. Secondly, the people there, they will see me with great suspicion that he is a person from India. He has come to spread his Hindu Gyan to us, and they will doubt me. So that is why you people, wherever you are, you become Baba's very good instruments to give this message in the cheapest, most economical and most easy way to the souls everywhere in the world. And Baba says, it is double foreigners who actually prove to the world, to all souls, that I am the father of all souls. Otherwise, in India also, when we came in Gyan, only Sindhi people, community people were there, and they used to say, this is an institution of the Sindhis, and they say God has come in one of them. When we joined, that was little diluted. Our families used to be taken to Sindhi families, specially in Bombay and Pune, to show the other Sindhis who were not in Gyan that it is not Sindhi's Baba, it is everybody's Baba. And slowly, now in Bharat, Sindhis are a small minority. And Baba's children, everywhere, anywhere, you find variety, unlimited family. Then, after Baba left the body, you know, many Brahmins of foreign countries, they ask this question. Why there is no trans-messenger? When I went to Australia, they asked me. The brothers took me to their house. They said, why not any trans-messenger, foreign trans-messenger, double foreigner? Why Indians only? They asked me. Because it's a natural question. I told them that, look, after Baba left the body, not a single new trans messenger has been created in India also. And because all of you are children of subtle Baba, therefore, it is the same for everyone, no trans messengers after Baba left the body, because it was a very tricky and system that, you know, the souls go to trance, they bring messages, they may bring messages mixed with their own sanskaras, start giving directions. At that time we used to get verification from Baba. But now what? So Baba appointed one soul for Baba's coming, one or two trans messengers already there, they are continuing, otherwise nowhere. Even in our Delhi or any city, bhog is offered, but no trans message is brought. So there is nothing. Similarly, Baba said, I left the body to become subtle, so that my speed increases, and I can, without children coming to me from foreign countries, at that time, even from India, it was difficult to come physically. So Baba said, I can, by my thought, I can create, they say, Brahma created the world with his thought. So I created my oral progeny all over the world. So in Bharatvasi also there is a tendency that anything that is imported, that comes from abroad, may be sent from here only in a new packing. They value it. It is a foreign made. Once I went to US, the sisters insisted I should buy some gift. Normally I don't buy. They said, no, no, you buy for the sisters there. So I said no. Still, one day they took me on some pretext and took me to a shop. They were selling ladies' purses. And so they decided to buy one, showed me. I said, I don't know what the sisters will have. No, no, you have this. They were just about to pay for it. Then I opened it and saw it was written made in India. So I stopped them. So like that also it happens. So Indian people, as soon as they know it is from abroad, even Brahmins with foreign skin, if they do service here, they give some talk, or more preferably if they know a few words of Hindi, or they can sing a Hindi song, there is double benefit. But because you have closed two walls, the walls of the culture in which you were born in this body, and again the wall of body consciousness, which we all have to cross. So you get double marks from Baba. And Baba says, that is why my children, foreign children, they are, whenever they are in any group, in any meeting, the others, thousands of them from all over India, their confidence and their belief doubly confirmed. Because only in last Murli, Baba has said, the benefit and special gain from personally coming to Madhuvan. Of course, I know that only those souls who have deep love for Baba, they will come. Baba always says, if you calculate in terms of money, etc., you will find it very difficult. But if you have deep love, then everything happens. So, Baba has said, even if you are viewing Baba and listening the Murli live, you will only see Baba. That also in the form of a picture. But Baba's personal presence and then the family. Because once we come to the family, every time we come, we have new people, new Brahmins. If all of them come all at once, then there will be glorification. People will say, what? If all the Brahmins come at one time to Delhi, we are sure that all the government officers, ministers and president will come out on the roads to see what has happened. But that will happen in the end only, because once it happens, thereafter the education, the training, the sustenance of ordinary simple people will stop. Because then all these big persons will flock and they will surround Baba. So therefore that is in the drama in the end. But even now, compared to earlier times, last night I was sitting in the history hall. Now it looks a very small hall. When we were born, for a decade at least, We used to listen to Baba's Murli, Baba and Mama in the history hall. And that was also not full. Only half of it will be full. And sometimes only when many children will come, on some occasion it will be full. But that was the core period. And what we gained that time, and the vibration that were left in the hall, Baba has personally described in the previous Murli, the importance of the four places where Baba played Baba's role. And this one, history hall, Baba has said that if you are getting waste thoughts, you go to the history hall, because waste thoughts are like a storm. They can be only controlled by another storm, very powerful one. So in the history hall, you don't have to do much labor. You just see at a picture and you start understanding, oh, this is Baba, that time. And your waste thoughts are lost. Just as one has to undergo a medical operation. So what you will do? You will remember Shiv Baba, but that is very concentrated state. So you will start thinking of your Brahmin life, of when you were born, when you met Baba and so on. So that story will take away your mind from that situation. So likewise for all the other three situations Baba has said. In Bharat, there is a ritualistic importance given to time and place. You will find there are appointed times considered auspicious for various things. Right from birth to housewarming to marriage to death. Auspicious times. Similarly, even the governments, many times, the cabinet takes the oath, they delay it for an auspicious time. That is the ritualistic importance given to time factor. Because even a good thing done at the wrong time is not helpful. You know when to say what, when to do and when not to do something. If a very good singer starts singing at the top of his voice at midnight, that will not be welcome. Similarly to the place also, in the normal life also, we have proper place for a proper thing. What we do in the kitchen, we don't do in the drawing room. And what we do in the drawing room, we don't do in the toilet, and so on. So we have appointed places. Similarly, the Ganga, river Ganga, which is considered to be very holy for bathing, it flows right from the Himalayas down to the ocean, thousands of miles. Yet, there are certain appointed places called pilgrim centers like Haridwar, Varanasi, Allahabad and so on, where Kumbh and other festivals are held, where people consider it auspicious to take bath. Otherwise, Ganga water comes in the house taps in many cities around Ganga. But no. And then even at those places also, there are auspicious times and more auspicious times and so on. So the idea is to perpetuate the importance of place and time. Now this particular place, Madhuban, here Baba has spent many years in tapasya, in sending vibration all over the world, which pulls us all from all corners to this place. And you will experience, as Baba said, on 18th January, because of love, deep love and connection, one feels very close to Baba and one remains in meditation naturally. Similarly, whenever you feel very close to Baba, you don't have to make effort. Baba has said, love makes everything natural and easy. Similarly, in Madhupan, when we come here, all of us have a common objective. All of us have a common relationship. There is unity of thought that we want to get maximum from our stay here. And really, if you have one single rose, very good fragrant rose, and you want to have fragrance, you have to take it to near to your nose and deep breathe to get the fragrance. If you are in a rose garden, naturally walking, you will get that fragrance naturally, even without your knowing, even inadvertently, even if you are not willing. So that way, this particular place, Madhuban, Baba, Baba's all past vibrations are concentrated here. That is why Baba's body was also, Baba, Brahma Baba was such a unique soul. Even after leaving the body, Baba wanted the body to serve. And that is why you find the Tower of Peace. We go there, special permission was taken for this from the government. We go there and we remember Baba. So everything and anything that helps us to easily remember Baba, that reduces our effort. In our own towns and cities, we have something laukik or alaukik to do. Here, we have nothing to do but get Baba's sustenance. No cooking of food, no going out, no worry for transport, no spending of time for anything. And then, looking at each other also. You know, that gives us the strength. Just as you know, in India there is a saying that a melon ripens on by looking at another melon, it is said. Similarly, when we see each other, we smile, we may not talk, we will be just passing by, but some feeling of joy will come. First of all, such an unlimited family. Number two, all so happy, because here nothing laukik, everyone is getting from Baba. And Baba's unlimited sustenance, unlimited love. So that gives us about 1 year of effort in our place is equal to 1 day of our stay in Madhuban. That is why very lucky souls are there who come to Madhuban. One German brother used to come here every 3 months. He will pass from Delhi. I will ask, brother, why you are coming every 3 months? He said, you don't know. I am making my plan for future, because if more and more I am attached to Madhuban, when there will be trouble there, Baba will touch me and I will come here. That was his own thinking, you know. So therefore, it is true that wherever you put your stakes and wherever your mind goes and everything, that place will pull you. So that is why simple process is nothing to worry. Simple process is one word, what you Baba in Hindi used to say, Ruhaniyat. Sister, what is the proper English for Ruhaniyat? Spirituality. Ruhani. You will find our entire system is based on Ruhani, spiritual. So, we may be in Laukik, we may be anywhere, we may be traveling, we may be meeting. If we have spiritual outlook, because soul is flying thing, soul enjoys, soul experiences. Spirituality, even connection with Baba depends upon how much soul conscious we are. So this word spiritual, we are spiritual, and entire day, the more and more we keep consciousness of my being spiritual, that solves everything. And you feel so happy. And here, we can practice that spirituality so deeply that even if we are anywhere in the world, we will be spiritual to the core, and that will make everything easy for us. Because only a spiritual being can get Baba's constant, continuous and instant help. Lastly, there are two words in this Gyan. One is easy and other is ever. In Hindi we say sada, sada ko ever kehte. Sada and sahaj, easy and ever. So we have to see that this path is easy for us, natural for us. If we feel some difficulty somewhere, you should immediately get the alarm that just as my going to my own home doesn't require any thinking, I go naturally. But if I have to search anybody's house, I will find difficulty, I will get doubt, try to check up, recheck. Similarly, this is not a difficult path at all. So therefore, if anything difficult, please stand and check and make it easy. This question once brother had asked from Baba directly, Avyakt Baba. Baba said, do you find it easy or difficult? He said, easy and also sometimes difficult. Baba said, Dadi Janaki finds it easy or difficult? He said, easy. Then Baba said, if Dadi Janaki can find easy, you can also find easy. And then you have said, sometime easy, sometime difficult. So if you find easy sometime, you can make it easy always also. Just as Baba said, 18th January, if you can have easy yoga, why don't do it? There was a young man, he committed a big crime, and the judge gave him 20 years of imprisonment. He started crying. He said, oh, 20 years, young man, what will be I after 20 years? So he says, please have mercy on me, I am a young person, I have committed the crime, but 20 years? The judge said, okay, can you do one day's rigorous imprisonment? He was very happy. One day. He said, yes, yes. Then the judge said, these 20 years you pass like every day. And then it will be easy for you. So similarly, you see, if we can have it for some time, we can have it forever also. So ever and easy are our keywords. Om Shanti.